Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Bloomberg reports that Airbnb saw more nights booked for U.S. listings from May 17th through June 3rd than it did in the same period in 2019, and has seen a similar boost in domestic travel in other markets, with more listings available now than prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to CEO Brian Chesky, overall search queries are down about 10% in the year, but more bookings within 200 miles of a user's home accounted for more than 50% of bookings in May, compared to less than a third in February. Co-founder of Reddit, Alexis Ohanian, resigned from Reddit's board of directors last week. Ohanian said on Twitter he has urged the board to fill his seat with a black candidate. This week, the company subsequently named Y Combinator CEO Michael Siebel to its board to replace Ohanian. Siebel was Y Combinator's first black partner and co-founded Justin TV. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman sources say Apple may announce it will replace Intel chips with its own processors in Macs at WWDC, which starts on June 22nd. The new ARM-based processors are based on the same chip technology used in Apple-designed iPhone and iPad chips, but Macs will still run the macOS operating system. Apple has changed chips twice before. In the early 90s, it switched from Motorola processors to PowerPC, and at WWDC 2005, Apple announced it was switching from PowerPC to Intel. IBM said in a letter to members of Congress that it's exiting the general-purpose facial recognition business. CEO Arvind Krishna said in the letter, "IBM no longer offers general-purpose IBM facial recognition or analysis software. IBM firmly opposes and will not condone uses of any technology, including facial recognition technology, offered by other vendors for mass surveillance, racial profiling, violations of basic human rights and freedoms, or any purpose which is not consistent with our values and principles of trust and transparency." Amazon also announced it's putting a one-year moratorium on the use of its recognition facial recognition service by police. Amazon declined to say how many police departments use recognition and only lists the Washington County Sheriff's Office in Oregon as a recognition customer on the AWS website. Google updated Google Maps to show COVID-19-related information, including locations that require a mask to be worn, COVID-19 checkpoints, and how crowded public transit is likely to be. Google Maps will also show requirements when going to a testing or medical facility, including if an appointment is needed for COVID-19 testing in some countries. The messaging app Signal can now securely transfer data from one iOS device to another. It's the first time Signal has enabled the ability to move to a new device without losing any data like conversation history. The new device creates a QR code read by the old device. Data is then transferred over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth directly, end-to-end encrypted, without ever reaching the internet. Android users still need to manually move an encrypted local backup, and there's no transfer feature between Android and iOS. Reuters obtained a memo from Elon Musk to Tesla staff announcing volume production of the Tesla semi-commercial truck. Musk said in the memo that production of the battery and powertrain would happen in Nevada and other work would take place elsewhere. No timeline was announced. Musk confirmed the report later on Twitter. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, the European Commission plans to file formal antitrust charges against Amazon, based on Amazon allegedly using data from third-party sellers to compete against them. The EU's case reportedly looks at similar conduct to an April Wall Street Journal investigation that found Amazon business analysts created reports using restricted data from third parties, derived almost entirely from single sellers, to develop competing products. Under EU law, the European Commission could fine Amazon as much as 10% of its annual revenue. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority announced it launched an investigation into Facebook's acquisition of Giphy. The investigation will specifically look at how and if the deal will lessen competition in the two companies' respective markets. While the investigation is ongoing, Facebook can't continue any actions related to the acquisition without written consent from the CMA. Last month, Facebook announced it planned to buy Giphy for $400 million. Sony revealed the design of the PlayStation 5, which will come in two versions, one with a 4K Blu-ray drive and a pure digital edition. The console can sit vertically or on its side, includes USB-A and USB-C ports on the front, with a heat vent at the top when in the vertical position. Sony also revealed accessories for the PS5, including a DualSense charging station for controllers, a new HD camera, a Pulse 3D wireless headset, and a media remote. Pricing and release dates of the console and those accessories were not announced. And finally, Twitch announced it will start automatically scanning clips of live streams for copyrighted music, following a recent wave of DMCA takedown requests. Twitch says clips will be automatically deleted and won't result in strikes or penalties for creators. No appeals plan, though, for clip deletion was announced. Twitch already scans complete streams for copyrighted music, but not clips, which are largely fan-generated. Twitch also plans to give users the ability to delete all clips from a channel at once. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.